connect with the Matt and Ramona Showcast via Facebook and Twitter. Find out more at 1079thelink.com.
You're listening to Off Air with Matt and Ramona.
Hey, Freakazoids! Make sure you share this podcast with your friends and enemies and rate it when it's all through and comment to us about it on the Matt and Ramona Facebook page. You can do it that way, or Matt Harris or Ramona Holloway or any of the fine folks in the show. We got Squatch, we got Eric Kelly here, and we're going to be talking about whether you should pay kids to do a hobby. We're going to talk about cursing in kids, and maybe we'll get to, well, we'll see. If I get to my banana theory.
Oh, banana
theory. Is that scaring you?
Is this anything like your trickle theory? Because if I'd like to end this podcast right now.
No, this actually is about a real banana, like fruit.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So it's not right. About Pride Month.
Okay.
You always think that I'm going somewhere nasty, but I usually do.
Yeah.
It's not really nasty. It's just truthful and honest and scientific. but we begin with the fact that you had to have some EMTs come to your rescue.
Oh,
not yours, but
it was, it started out horrible and ended with heroes. Okay. And the other day I was leaving work, and as I was leaving the parking lot, I looked at my phone and saw that I'd missed a text message from my home health aide. She said that my mom decided to sit on the floor and she could not follow directions because of her dementia. So there was no way to get her up. Because
she
my
doesn't
mom
usually sit on the floor. I mean,
no,
we
she
must
doesn't.
Point out. Yes,
no, she doesn't usually sit on the floor.
That's not an issue.
And she's got back issues and dementia, and she's 170 pounds. And the aide said, I simply can't get her up. So
right.
I called the house, and I said, I am on my way. So I rushed to the house, and I sit on the floor with mom, and I try to get her to copy my moves so we can at least get her on her hands and knees, because we figure if we can get her on her knees, then she can help us help her stand up.
But right now, she's just like a sack of potatoes. She's
right.
Like,
she is.
Is she laying down?
No, she's sitting on the floor. And frankly, she was quite happy. When I got home, she wasn't upset. It was like, I said, hey, Meemaw, what you doing? She goes,
just sitting there.
Like, just sitting here.
Yeah.
So, I got on the floor with her. It's like, come on, let's do this. Let's do that. Couldn't get her up, so I called 911.
Because she can stand, like, if she's in a chair, she can stand out of the chair.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
It's just on the floor, it's too low.
Right.
Her center of gravity and her, her brain.
And sometimes, because of the dementia, she does get a little confused about what it is her feet and hands are supposed to do when she stands, because that muscle memory is gone because, well, memory is gone.
Right, right.
So I called the squad, and our aide Annette was looking out the window waiting for 911 to arrive. And she saw the GEMS, which is Gas and Emergency Medical Services, their vehicle pull up out front. And Annette, the aide, said, uh-oh, they done sent a little girl. She's even smaller than you. And I look up, and here is this emergency medical services worker who is probably cute little thing, 120 pounds, little blonde ponytail. And
you're
I said,
the same thing,
uh-oh,
right?
I'm thinking the same thing. Like, this isn't
going to
be good.
Of you still don't see.
Well, then another GEMS worker shows up.
Okay.
And Annette says, oh, they sent somebody else. Oh, Lord, look like she's 9 months pregnant. And sure enough, in walks a woman who is heavily pregnant. I'm talking about maybe if she helped us get mom off the floor, then she would lay on the floor and have her baby. I mean, this is how pregnant she looked. And so I was like, this is not going to go well. Not going to go well at all.
They're going to be calling more and more people in.
So now there
Well, you were hoping they would call some hefty firemen in.
Hello. And while you're at it, sir.
I need picked up.
So the four of us are sitting there looking at mom, and mom is just, happy as can be. Like, hello, how's everybody?
Mm-hmm.
And the two emergency medical services workers tell the aide and I to stand back. They said, we're going to get her up off the floor. We want to put her on her shower chair. I move the shower chair over. Boom, boom, boom.
Up
they get her
down.
Up off the floor, and we're good to go.
Yes.
But
okay.
I didn't know how she was going to be the next morning. Like, would she need some type of assistance? Would she, you know, forget how to get out of bed. You know, I was just up in my head all night long. I barely slept because I was so worried about what would happen the next day.
Like, is she now gone for the count forever?
Right.
Like, yeah.
So this morning I woke up and I'm doing my morning prayer and meditation and the phone rings. It's the aide who arrives at 4.
Great.
She shows up. No problem.
Perfect.
I let her in. I go back upstairs to shower. I come back downstairs. There are two aides
magically
sitting at the table.
Appearing.
What happened here? A scheduling snafu. Now, usually, let me tell you, the 4 a.m. shift with a very moody old lady and her moody old poodle.
I was say the
we
dog.
Are
Don't
not
the dog.
At the top of the primo shifts
People
list.
People get a bail.
Or, yeah. We like, oh, let me see. I can do 9 a.m. with a nice little old lady who all I have to do is give her breakfast. Or wheezy,
yeah,
sassy-ass old lady and her sassy-ass old poodle.
Will bite me, yeah.
Two people
it's
at my house.
Snafu.
And I walk downstairs and I see these two women, Ruby and Veronica, two of my favorite aides.
Oh, you got the two of the faves, too.
Two favorites sitting in my kitchen. And I was like, oh, my God, I nearly cried.
Is it?
I
yes.
nearly cried because I had been so worried about what is going to happen when I leave. Will we make it through the show?
Will
the aide be okay?
Yeah. Will she fall out of bed, whatever?
And they looked at me and they said, we don't think this is a coincidence. I said, I don't either. I needed both of you today, if nothing more than for my peace of mind.
Because did she get up?
Well, she wasn't up by the time I left work.
Okay, yeah, so
and
great.
I haven't had any weird messages from anybody except for we can't find Wheezy's favorite coffee cup.
Yeah.
Yes, but I have to say,
shout to the Estonia.
As someone who has always spouted girl power, girl power, girl power, am embarrassed of myself.
For doubting them.
For doubting the professionals who showed up at my house to help me get my mom off the floor.
Yes.
I saw a pregnant lady and a little tiny lady and was like, oh boy. Until they said, watch this.
And then they did it. They know the angles and the thing.
Watch this.
Lift with your leg.
Hold my stethoscope.
Right. They nailed it. They probably pick up bigger people than her through the course of
day. One of my favorite shows is My 600-Pound Life.
Oh, yeah.
And when those people go down, they call the squad.
Yes.
And many people show up.
Right. Right, yeah, they take some
mini big strong.
Okay, but that's 600. That's 600. That's six Wheezy's or five Wheezy's or something. But I've got that's good that they've worked out. I almost want to go fall in your house and have a little blonde girl come pick me up. No, that's just sexist and misogynistic. But I apologize.
Yes, it is.
Well, you wanted the big fireman, so one of the other things I want to talk about is kids and cursing. Mm. And there's this article, and I think this woman had great rules.
Are your kids allowed to curse?
They're not allowed to. I mean, everybody, what you consider a curse was one of the things I wrote in an article. You can find it on my Facebook page, Matt Harris, or
mix1079.com.
One of the things I mentioned is, the other day, Avery had a friend over, and I could hear him kind of discussing something and kind of fighting, arguing. And I heard Avery shout down, Dad, crap is a bad word, isn't it? And I have to go through my head like, okay, is it? I don't think I said it is, but Amy probably did. I want to back up Amy, but then I can tell also what she said, isn't it? And I can hear the other girl yapping like, so I assume that there's the other kid is using the word crap.
And Amy's going, oh my God, language.
Yes.
Language.
Yes.
Crap is a really bad word.
Right. So I've got a mental gymnastics as to how my answer is.
Because growing up for me, I would not have been able to say the word crap.
Yeah.
I was not able to say the word stupid. I was not able to say the word fart.
Yeah, me too.
Me neither.
Fart was not allowed.
Or shut up.
Oh, no, please, no.
Shut up. Who are you?
Yeah, So, but I always explain to them, because especially when he was younger or whatever, they'll say, so-and-so said this word or that word. I'm like, or anything, like what they did at dinner. Every house is different. These are house rules. So I said, I started going to an explanation about different rules and different houses. And I guess it depends on what you use crap like what contact and you know, if you give a long enough answer, they get bored and go away. So I don't really know. I could kind of not really give an answer.
So you did a parental filibuster.
Yeah, until I got, I didn't know where Amy stood on this.
I started yawning while he was explaining.
Yes, I know. It was a filibuster just to get her distracted and go away.
From the Greek word craptorius, which means
I think what I don't think crap would be bad. I think probably Amy did it with something like the way it was used, like, I don't want to do that crap or something, as opposed to...
What crap? I just crapped?
I just said, crapped in the toilet? I'm going to go clean up my crap, as opposed to, oh, I don't want to do that crap. You know what I'm saying? There's like a little bit more of a defiance crap that is not acceptable.
I don't understand the differences. It all sounds the same.
Defiance crap, as opposed to the, I'm going to go clean up my crap now, as opposed to, I don't want to clean up my crap. Now it's a bad word.
Okay.
Because it was defiant crap.
Inflection.
Right. But I'm shocked. Because you're you and your kids are from you.
Yeah.
And you use some of the worst words in the English dictionary and put them in the oddest way.
Okay, I was about to say, he also does not use profanity in a way that makes it sound like profanity. His use of profanity is so ridiculous. That he's like, oh, bleep, bleep, bleep. And you just want to laugh because it doesn't even make sense.
Exactly.
It's like, you can't even bleep that. That's not
your,
even
your arrangement of words, well, curse words, don't make sense. So I'm just assuming your kids are in there doing the same thing.
No, well, I don't curse in front of them in general.
How not? I feel like the way that you blurt out sometimes, I feel like they got to hear like one word or two.
The older one does now. I've let my guard down a little bit with her.
Oh, okay.
But... I was pretty good at it. I mean, it's like, you know, on the air, I don't usually curse or whatever.
True.
But it is, like you said, there are words. Like some places, some families are fart. They can go fart all day long.
Yeah.
And or but.
You better say but's cut the cheese. One. Oh, yeah, you can say but.
But that would have flown in my house.
Neither one is really that in and of itself. Is,
no.
It's just an odd choice that we chose that can't say fart or but.
Yeah. See, my mom's so fancy, it's not but, it's your posterior.
Posterior.
Mm. We could say behind.
Or bottom.
No.
Or bottom.
Posterior. Yeah. I knew what posterior was by the age of two.
Yeah.
Why does a two-year-old know what posterior means?
Because mom wanted you to have a good vocabulary.
Indeed.
Yeah. And Brenda has one of the best. She wanted to have a good vocabulary.
Yeah. Yes. We're no fart family either. We're a toot.
We were pooters in our household.
And when I was a kid, my family was always cut the cheese or break wind.
Yeah. You were cut the cheese, break wind, or poot.
But why fart? Like, why did we decide no fart? And then... But still makes me uncomfortable saying it. It makes me more uncomfortable to say fart than it does to say, like, shit or something.
Really?
Yes.
I don't use fart in mixed company.
Or another F word. I'll use that F word all day long.
Yes, you will.
But not fart, the four-letter word for passing gas.
I feel ashamed right now saying it. It bothers me.
But fart?
I can't. Yes, but I
you
would
feel
say
like
the
your parents are going to bust in here and put
I
you
do.
On punishment?
Because that F word wasn't in my even possibility, so I guess maybe that... doesn't make me feel shame as much.
I used it once. I used the F word once in kindergarten. And I got my mouth washed out with soap. That's because I didn't know what it meant. I was repeating what someone else said about a banana. And I thought it was funny. So I repeated it. And
like the F word?
Yeah.
Talking about a banana?
Yeah.
What
and I repeated
happening?
It because I was like, this is hilarious. I don't know what a banana bleeper is, but it sounds really
a banana
funny.
Banana bleeper.
So I repeated it to my mom and my godmother, and I can still remember the horrified looks on their faces and the taste of Ivory soap.
Oh, yeah. Well, I think my kid, when she found out it was
I have not
bad.
Used Ivory soap since.
Yeah, really. When she was like 3 or 4, I think Avery found out what the F word was.
Mm-hmm.
Then just started, thought it was funny to say it for a little while, but you can't let it run its course. You can't really, because then if you make it worse, because you're laughing. I mean, you've got to laugh when a 3-year-old says the F word. It's funny. Who's kidding?
See, you.
Who's kidding who?
Who?
Who's
not
kidding
our
who?
Parents.
No.
Not our mothers.
They dropped it all the time. Yeah, you know, because it's going to be out of context. It's going to be into some stupid
Well, I am a fan of those videos where, you know, a kid's trying to come up with words that rhyme with duck. If a child in my family dropped that word, there would be no laughter.
Yeah.
Nothing but shame just piled upon their parents.
Well, my kids, even when they were younger, and Avery does now, they laugh whenever they hear balls. And I don't think they know what it is. They just, someone else figured out it was a giggly word, balls. So they're like.
Because their father's immature?
No, well, because you're the one who says balls all the time.
But you got, you're the one who made it stupid. stupid. There's nothing about basketball.
She said hottest balls one time.
Baseballs.
She says balls. She says balls all the time.
Around the kids?
It's sports related 99% of the time.
Sarah on Facebook says, I heard my son at the age of 7 say shit while playing with his Hot Wheels. He has a twin sister. We were on a 3-hour car ride later that week. We played a game. It was a swearing game. I made them say, then yell out loud every stinking swear word I could think of. They were embarrassed and hesitant at first, and by the end, we all were laughing hysterically. Let's just say at the age of 25, now they choose their swear words carefully. So I guess it's kind of like smoking cigarettes or something. You know, you catch a kid smoking, you make them smoke a whole pack.
Yeah.
So you hear them curse, and you're like, okay, for an hour, start saying curse words, and you wear out. I would love that. I could do that right now just for fun.
Yeah, I know you could. I'm not comfortable with that.
I'm very comfortable with it.
I'm also not comfortable with forcing your kid to smoke a pack of cigarettes.
No, I'm not either.
But, I mean, if it saves their lives, I guess.
No, I don't think it doesn't.
No,
I don't even think anybody ever really tried that. That was something you heard, is it?
My mom caught me pretending with a butt that was in an ashtray at our house, because all the adults in my life growing up were smokers. And she caught me pretending with a cigarette, and she lit one for me, and I was so sick to my stomach.
Yeah.
Didn't stop me from trying to smoke with my friends.
No, didn't stop, so it didn't work.
At the time, it was like, this is horrible. What are these adults doing? But it's kind of like with drinking, where you're like, this is horrible. What are these adults doing? Hey, I kind of like this.
Yes. Hey, I caught you doing a little bit of cocaine. Now here's a big pile.
Wow. I didn't think we were going to go there.
You're going to do all the crack in this household.
Every last crack is gone. Every last crack is gone. Let's see. I wanted to talk about... Oh, real quick. I'll save the banana for the next podcast. But there was an
article... Banana and cereal. The cereal jacking.
Oh, and the cereal. Oh, my
gosh.
The
next podcast.
We got that. I will mention one thing first, which is real quick. We talked about it briefly, was this woman on TikTok saying about paying your kids to do hobbies instead of chores, and she wants them to know they can make money off of doing something they like.
I think it's setting their... If you do that, I think it sets your child up for some unrealistic life expectations. Yep. Like, you're going to love your job. You might like your job. You might tolerate your job. You might love your job. But what you love to do and what you do for a living aren't necessarily the same thing.
Right. Not everybody gets to love their job.
Right.
Like, love.
And I don't think you need to teach people that they need to go for something that they love. People will gravitate toward that. But I think, once again, setting you up for major disappointment in life. Like, I just want to play video games for my living.
Right.
I know a lot of people
who thought,
I want to design games. I want to test games. Everybody can't do that.
How about if you like pay your kid to do piano lessons?
Aren't you already paying for piano lessons?
But they're going to quit.
Would I have love for my mom to pay me to learn piano? Or even better yet, pay me to tap dance? I loved tap dancing.
Yeah.
Do I believe that I could now be a very successful, mediocre tap dancer making money? No.
I think about paying my kids to, like, go outside and do stuff. I mean, they'll clean their room for nothing, I think.
Your kids don't have hobbies?
They're not outside people. They don't have hobbies, really. Not much. I mean,
what hobbies do you have? Well, how are you showing them by example that hobbies are healthy?
I watch TV on occasion.
I watch TV. I sit on my couch.
I watch TV and I tell them that they can't.
Wow.
I watch TV and as I'm watching TV, I yell,
get out of the house.
No electronics.
Stop sitting around and looking at screens.
Yeah,
while daddy sits here and looks at his screen.
The TikTokers and stuff. Get out of here. I'm watching TV. Yeah, that is true. That is a problem. My wife has, she does hobbies all the time.
Yeah.
But I'm not really, I think a lot. I think.
Whoa!
I'm a philosopher.
Okay.
Thinking right now.
Dangerous.
hit up us on Facebook, Eric Kelly II, Ramona Holloway, Matt Harris, Matt Ramona Facebook page. Love to hear from you. And make sure you share this podcast and rate it. We'll talk soon.